Looking up at the night sky, we are amazed by how it seems to go on forever. But what will the sky look like billions of years from now? A particular type of scientist, called a cosmologist, spends her time thinking about that very question. The end of the universe is intimately linked to what the universe contains. Over 100 years ago, Einstein developed the theory of general relativity, formed of equations that help us understand the relationship between what a universe is made of and its shape. It turns out that the universe could be curved like a ball or sphere. We call this positively curved or closed. Or it could be shaped like a saddle. We call this negatively curved or open. Or it could be flat. And that shape determines how the universe will live and die. We now know that the universe is very close to flat. However, the components of the universe can still affect its eventual fate. We can predict how the universe will change with time if we measure the amounts or energy densities of the various components in the universe today. So what is the universe made of? The universe contains all the things that we can see, like stars, gas, and planets. We call these things ordinary or baryonic matter. Even though we see them all around us, the total energy density of these components is actually very small, around 5% of the total energy of the universe. So now let's talk about what the other 95% is. Just under 27% of the rest of the energy density of the universe is made up of what we call dark matter. Dark matter is only very weakly interacting with light, which means it doesn't shine or reflect light in the way that stars and planets do. But in every other way, it behaves like ordinary matter. It attracts things gravitationally. In fact, the only way we can detect this dark matter is through this gravitational interaction, how things orbit around it, and how it bends light as it curves the space around it. We have yet to discover a dark matter particle, but scientists all over the world are searching for this elusive particle, or particles, and the effects of dark matter on the universe. But this still doesn't add up to 100%. The remaining 68% of the energy density of the universe is made up of dark energy, which is even more mysterious than dark matter.